Yeah, I think that there's definitely I think there's a lot of people, a lot of fellas out there getting pussy off AC alone
Oh,
right now.
absolutely. Yeah.
I think that there is like there are girls right now that are dealing with very mediocre dick
Just for
in
the
exchange
AC.
for AC.
And probably the
Yeah.
other way around, too.
Mediocre pussy in exchange for AC.
Yeah. Just calling
Yeah,
up.
there's girls getting dick off AC for
For sure.
sure.
I'll say this
People
also
are,
as a suggestion,
yeah.
too. I mean, if you have, fellas, if you have the means, if you have a girlfriend and you have the means, a big flex, buy your girl an AC unit. Massive flex.
Yeah.
I'm doing that myself. I'm not technically buying it, but I happen to have a secret AC unit. It's like
Really?
a nice portable one, like a big
Wow.
thing, like an industrial one. I
Yeah.
acquired it from a storage locker,
Wow,
actually.
you love
Storage
your
War stuff.
queen.
Because her place doesn't have air conditioning, but I was
Yeah.
like, "Hey babe,
But fellas,
I'm gonna put an AC unit in that."
fellas,
She
here's,
was elated.
fellas, you buy your girl an AC, and then it starts, it's cool, it's cooling out, it's cooling down outside. She doesn't need the AC anymore. It's autumn.
Okay.
She breaks up with you.
Repo that AC.
She breaks up with you,
Repo it.
and you just repo it?
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, then next summer comes around, she's using your AC and fucking other guys,
Absolutely
and you've just
unacceptable.
funded, you funded 500 dicks.
Or, you can't, that's like you do this for one that's going to be around for a while. A ride or die
Yeah.
is who gets the AC.
Yeah.
That being said, if you bought her an AC,
But like a
and
lot of
by the way,
times,
it could
ride
go
or
both
dies
ways.
eventually die.
Whew, that's deep.
Sorry.
That's deep.
Sorry, brother.
But
I'm
you could
single for the
also, let's
summer.
say that situation happened, you could either repo it, or if it's a window unit, you could come in and just drain all the freon out of it. It would still blow, but it's not going to blow cold, and just let it be.
Like
This
you
is,
break into her
no, you
apartment.
wouldn't need to if it's a window unit.
Oh, you just
Right
like
on the outside.
climb up.
This falls in the category of the TV stealing the remote, malicious pranks, draining the freon from, or if you want it to be like more mindfuck level, I would say like drain half the freon. Freon being the
Okay.
liquid that cools it,
Yeah,
so it's just not as good. It kind of works. It not enough to replace it. Think something. This is all, mind you, this is all dependent on. If you buy your girl an AC, then she breaks up with you and is using your that AC unit to while she's to stay cool while sleeping with other men.
Or what if you break up with your girl?
Okay.
Bad news, good news situation. Hey, bad news, we're breaking up. Good news, you have a new AC unit. This is my exit gift.
Oh, that's great. I mean, yeah,
That's nice.
talk
That's
about cooling down a heated situation. That's a great
absolutely,
way to do it.
absolutely. If you want to talk about amicable, if you guys want to talk about amicable breakups, I'm your guy.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
And she'll find you in her apartment. She doesn't know you're there. You're installing the AC. You're
Yeah.
wearing a pair of overalls, no shirt underneath. You've got a tool belt on, and you're drinking a tall glass of lemonade, wiping sweat off your brow, and she's like, "What are you doing in here?" I'm like, "What's that? Is that an AC unit? Did you get me an AC unit?" I'd be like, "Hold on. We'll get to that." And then you do it, be like, "So before the AC, I need to tell you something. Yes, that is for you, but we are breaking up. And I'm leaving you with this."
Yeah, that's nice.
As something to remember me by.
And she's, you know, what's, I mean, ladies, pick one, a BF or AC.
Ooh.
You're picking AC, right?
Usually, yeah.
In the summer.
If you had to choose,
Wintertime, you want somebody keeping you warm. But summertime.
This is actually, I think we're leading into coining a new phrase because there's like cuffing season is in the winter. It's cold out. You're going to want somebody to cuddle with. So people are locking, like,
People are
wow, we're
locking
really tapping
down.
into something. I think it
People are
exists.
locking down, settling down.
Yeah, they need a cuddle partner.
Yeah.
Summer, though, maybe we need to name this, but like during the summer, it's the opposite. You start to get desperate for AC,
Everybody, you gotta be a y'all. I, you know, everybody's a slut for AC,
Absolutely. And
myself
there's no
included.
shame to that.
Yeah.
It's It's a form of paratrooping almost. Are you familiar with paratrooping?
Oh, I'm very, I'm very familiar with paratrooping.
Yeah. This would be
when you go to a city and
with nowhere to stay.
Nowhere to stay.
You're required to sleep with somebody.
And so you fuck for shelter.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're a paratrooper. Yeah. That being said, I've never paratrooped, so I wouldn't be a
trooper. You've never
paratrooped? No.
Yeah. That's a broke boy maneuver.
It's a broke, sure. Yeah, it's a broke boy maneuver.
A rich man, however, a broke boy paratroops. A rich man gets a nice hotel, and either he fucks in the nice hotel, or he just jacks off in a nice hotel, and that's better. The thing about being, you know, I'm you know, single for the summer. You know this. The thing is, vis-a-vis jacking off versus sex, oftentimes casual sex, huge waste of time. You regret it. I've never regretted jacking off once in my life. jacking off saves you so much trouble. It's literally like if there's an iffy situation where you're like, oh, like this girl wants to fuck, but I don't know. You know, just jack off. Jack off and you won't regret it. It will literally save you so much trouble.
That's true. That's literally like the opposite of the Proud Boy mentality too.
Yeah.
Which I'm super down to adopt.
Right.
Like it's just kind
this is what a proud man does.
Yeah.
This is a proud man maneuver. We're not proud boys, but we are proud men.
That's true.
And I'm telling you as
proud guys,
like,
yeah,
as one of the leaders of the Proud Men movement, I do like encourage all of you to use your brain, and definitely you should jack off more. You gotta jack off.
I mean, I think this advice goes both ways too. I think a lot of the advice we've been giving on here has been through the male lens.
Yeah, and that's,
but I think it goes both ways. Ladies,
right.
Same thing.
Ladies, you should jack off too.
I do think that women tend to have more of a sense of control.
Yeah.
Men are a little more reckless from my observations.
Yes.
But I think that advice goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, get off before making any rash decisions.
Yeah.
Before any decision, really. You know, if you don't know where to go get breakfast, give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's for brunch. Not. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
So
can we talk about the like that conspiracy theory that I believe?
Yes.
Okay.
This is something that was given to us by a leak last night.
Yeah.
We don't have the full details. We could get the bullet point. Did you get any bullet points?
No, I mean, I think we can like easily
this is
look
more
into
like,
it right now.
I think this is like a little bit of a prompt for you guys too.
This was sort of a an anonymous source brought this up.
Last night we were pulled aside
by
anonymous source.
Somebody, a friend of mine,
a friend in a trench coat
who had worked with Logan Paul and made the point that the Suicide Forest video is probably staged.
Yes. So that the Suicide Forest was something that he made up. Like that was not a real dead body.
Yeah.
It was a person that he, you know, probably hired to be there, blur the face.
Right.
Thinking that it would be like a good content.
He walks into the forest and like immediately finds a dead body.
Yes.
You would have to go so deep into that forest that you're lost.
Yeah.
Are you looking into it right now?
I'm gonna do a little dive right now. Hang on.